Chapter 113. Oh, let him stay, let him stay. Apostrophe apostrophe said Tig. He's a mere piece of furniture. He has been making his report, and is waiting for further orders. He has been told, apostrophe said Tig, raising his voice, not to lose sight of certain friends of ours, or to think that he has done with them by any means. He understands his business. Apostrophe, he need, apostrophe replied Jonas, for of all the precious old dummies in appearance that I ever saw, he's about the worst. He's afraid of me, I think. Apostrophe, it's my belief, apostrophe said Tig, that you are poison to him. Nadget, give me that towel. Apostrophe, apostrophe, he had as little occasion for a towel as Jonas had for a start. But Nadget brought it quickly, and, having lingered for a moment, fell back upon his old post by the fire. You see, my dear fellow, apostrophe resumed Tig, you are to what's the matter with your lips? How white they are. Apostrophe, I took some vinegar just now, apostrophe said Jonas. I had oysters for my breakfast. Where are they white? Apostrophe, he added, muttering an oath, and rubbing them upon his handkerchief. I don't believe they are white. Apostrophe, now I look again, they are not, apostrophe replied his friend. They are coming right again. Apostrophe, say what you were going to say, apostrophe cried Jonas angrily, and let my face be. As long as I can show my teeth when I want to, and I can do that pretty well, the color of my lips is not material. Apostrophe, quite true, apostrophe said Tig. I was only going to say that you are too quick and active for our friend. He is too shy to cope with such a man as you, but does his duty well. Oh, very well. But what is a light sleeper? Apostrophe, apostrophe, hang a light sleeper. Apostrophe, apostrophe, exclaimed Jonas pettishly. No, no, apostrophe interrupted Tig. No, we'll not do that. Apostrophe, a light sleeper ain't a heavy one, apostrophe said Jonas in his sulky way. Don't sleep much, and don't sleep well, and don't sleep sound. Apostrophe, and dreams, apostrophe said Tig, and cries out in an ugly manner, and when the candle burns down in the night, is in an agony, and all that sort of thing. I see. Apostrophe, they were silent for a little time. Then Jonas spoke. Now we've done with child's talk, I want to have a word with you. I want to have a word with you, before we meet up yonder today. I am not satisfied with the state of affairs. Apostrophe, not satisfied. Apostrophe, apostrophe, cried Tig. The money comes in well. Apostrophe, the money comes in well enough, apostrophe retorted Jonas, but it don't come out well enough. It can't be got it easily enough. I haven't sufficient power, it is all in your hands. Ecod. What with one of your bylaws, and another of your bylaws, and your votes in this capacity, and your votes in that capacity, and your official rights, and your individual rights, and other people's rights who are only you again, there are no rights left for me. Everybody else's rights are my wrongs. What's the use of my having a voice, if it's always drowned? I might as well be dumb, and it would be much less aggravating. I'm not a going to stand that, you know. Apostrophe, no. Apostrophe, apostrophe said Tig in an insinuating tone. No. Apostrophe, apostrophe returned Jonas, I'm not indeed. I'll play old gooseberry with the office, and make you glad to buy me out at a good high figure, if you try any of your tricks with me. Apostrophe, I give you my honor, apostrophe Montague began. Oh. Confound your honor, apostrophe interrupted Jonas, who became more coarse and quarrelsome as the other remonstrated, which may have been a part of Mr. Montague's intention. I want a little more control over the money. You may have all the honor, if you like, I'll never bring you to book for that. But I'm not a going to stand it, as it is now. If you should take it into your honorable head, to go abroad with the bank, I don't see much to prevent you. Well, that won't do. I've had some very good dinners here, but they'd come too dear on such terms, and therefore, that won't do. Apostrophe, I am unfortunate to find you in this humor, apostrophe said Tig, with a remarkable kind of smile, for I was going to propose to you for your own advantage, solely for your own advantage, that you should venture a little more with us. Apostrophe, was you, by G? Apostrophe, said Jonas, with a short laugh. Yes. And to suggest, apostrophe pursued Montague, that surely you have friends. Indeed, I know you have, who would answer our purpose admirably, and whom we should be delighted to receive. Apostrophe, how kind of you. You'd be delighted to receive them, would you? Apostrophe said Jonas, bantering. I give you my sacred honor, quite transported. As your friends, observe. Apostrophe, said Jonas. As my friends, of course. You'll be very much delighted when you get 'em, I have no doubt. And it'll be all to my advantage, won't it? Apostrophe, it will be very much to your advantage, apostrophe answered Montague, poising a brush in each hand, and looking steadily upon him. It will be very much to your advantage, I assure you. Apostrophe, and you can tell me how, apostrophe said Jonas, can't you? Apostrophe, shall I tell you how? Apostrophe, returned the other. I think you had better, apostrophe said Jonas. Strange things have been done in the assurance way before now, by strange sorts of men, and I mean to take care of myself. Apostrophe, Chuzzlewit. Apostrophe, replied Montague, leaning forward, with his arms upon his knees, and looking full into his face. Strange things have been done, and are done every day, not only in our way, but in a variety of other ways, and no one suspects them. But ours, as you say, my good friend, is a strange way, and we strangely happen, sometimes, to come into the knowledge of very strange events. Apostrophe, he beckoned to Jonas, to bring his chair nearer, and looking slightly round, as if to remind him of the presence of Nadgett, whispered in his ear. From red to white, from white to red again, from red to yellow, then to a cold, dull, awful, sweat-bedabbled blue. In that short whisper, all these changes fell upon the face of Jonas Chuzzlewit, and when at last he laid his hand upon the whisperer's mouth, appalled, lest any syllable of what he said should reach the ears of the third person present, it was as bloodless, and as heavy as the hand of death. He drew his chair away, and sat a spectacle of terror, misery, and rage. He was afraid to speak, or look, or move, or sit still. Abject, crouching, and miserable, he was a greater degradation to the form he bore, than if he had been a loathsome wound from head to heel. His companion leisurely resumed his dressing, and completed it, glancing sometimes with a smile at the transformation he had effected, but never speaking once. You'll not object, apostrophe he said, when he was quite equipped, to venture further with us, Chuzzlewit, my friend? Apostrophe, his pale lips faintly stammered out a no. Apostrophe, well said. That's like yourself. Do you know I was thinking yesterday, that your father-in-law, relying on your advice as a man of great sagacity in money matters, as no doubt you are, would join us, if the thing were well presented to him. He has money? Apostrophe, yes, he has money. Apostrophe, shall I leave Mr. Pecksniff to you? Will you undertake for Mr. Pecksniff? Apostrophe, I'll try. I'll do my best. Apostrophe, 1,000 thanks, apostrophe replied the other, clapping him upon the shoulder. Shall we walk downstairs? Mr. Nadgett, follow us, if you please. Apostrophe, they went down in that order. Whatever Jonas felt in reference to Montague, whatever sense he had of being caged, and barred, and trapped, and having fallen down into a pit of deepest ruin, whatever thoughts came crowding on his mind even at that early time, of one terrible chance of escape, of one red glimmer in a sky of blackness, he no more thought that the slinking figure half a dozen stairs behind him was his pursuing fate, than that the other figure at his side was his good angel. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.